Hey guys, it's February 16th, 2019, and it is Saturday. I really do hope everybody is enjoying their Saturday. Me, I'm stuck at work, been here since 7 a.m., get off at 9 p.m., 14-hour shifts every weekend, never fails, but who's complaining, right? I get up every weekend and do the same shift, so I ain't even about to complain to y'all about how tired and hungry and bored I am. So, but you can get the picture. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in this today on my podcast. This is something brand new for me, so just bear with me. You know, the longer I do this, the more I'll learn. If you guys have any topics you want to talk about, you know, send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever, and we can discuss it. But yeah, so thank you guys for taking the time to listen to my podcast today. All right, so I want to get into Valentine's Day. I know it's 2 days after Valentine's Day. I know. So you're like, why did she want to talk about it? Because, bitch, I fucking do, okay? I want to speak on it. So I hate Valentine's Day. I just want to put that out there. And I was never a hater of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, besides my birthday, used to be my favorite holiday, okay? I mean, I used to go all out. I used to buy outfits for Valentine's Day. I used to have my hair done for Valentine's Day. I had to make sure that I had plans and looked good for Valentine's Day. I don't care if it was just me and a girl best friend going to dinner or whatever the case may be. I had to be doing something for Valentine's Day, okay? I met a guy. We're just going to say this is my son's father now, okay? We started dating. Our first Valentine's Day was our first year together. And he just did me totally dirty. So I had to work that Valentine's Day. This was back in, let me see, my son was born 07. So I say this was 06. Yeah, because this was right before I got pregnant with my son. So this was 06, and our first Valentine's Day, I had to work, so which meant he got to do whatever he had to do all day, you know, and I'm thinking he's sitting here preparing hotel room for us and some more stuff, and, you know, I just expected that he was going to do, and I was young, I expected that he was going to do, you know, like the utmost romantic thing for me. Like, it was just in my head. I'm walking around the Gap looking all extra cheesy. Like, I can't wait to get off because I know my man got something planned. Fast forward, get off. Now, my man used to pick me up from the train station. Every time I got off of work, he would pick me up and he from the train station, and we would walk back to his house, hang out before it was time for me to go back home, right? This particular day, mind you, again, Valentine's Day, his best friend picked me up. And he's like, oh, you know, he got caught up in something he's handling. Now, my baby daddy used to sell drugs, okay? He used to sell drugs. And the excuse his best friend used was he's trying to divvy up a pack so that, you know, we can sell it or whatever. I said, okay, cool. Me being his girl, you know, knowing his history, they sold crack and dope together. I fell for that story, right? But some hours started going by. I don't hear from him. He's not even texting me to make sure that his friend got me or nothing. But he's texting his friend because his friend is delivering messages to me like, oh, such and such said he'll be out. He said he's coming, he'll be here in a minute. You know, now I'm walking around with his best friend the whole time. Now me and his best friend's in the hallway of some projects, you know, chilling with other people, smoking. And I feel like he was just basically trying to distract me from knowing that my man was not around. But it's like, dude, it's Valentine's Day. My heart all day, my whole being wanted to be with my man. I don't want to be in this pissy hallway with you guys smoking weed. I did know one of the girls that was in the hallway, so me and her was having a conversation, and I kind of, you know, did get a little distracted by our conversation, until it's after maybe 2.5 hours, here he come running through this damn door, like, oh, babe, I'm sorry, I had to run this and do this and all these excuses. At that point, I didn't care. I was just like, good, you're here, let's go, I want to see my gifts, I want to see that. First of all, he wouldn't even give me a hug. So I said, okay, cool. You don't want to hug me? Fine. So he's like, all right, come on, let's go to my house. We got to rush to get to my house. Okay, fine, let's go. Let's go back to your house. We get to his house. His parents say hi to me. You know, happy Valentine's Day, everything, blah, blah. We get upstairs. He's like, all right, open my door. He's like, if you open my bedroom door, your gifts are on my bed. I'm going to jump in the shower right quick. Now, because I'm just thinking about Valentine's Day and my gifts, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not even thinking nothing about him jumping straight into the shower, right? Like, okay, whatever, yep, babe, go in the shower. But I step in the room, and there's a weird smell that hits me, right? I don't say nothing. I'm just like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, at first, I'm like, wait, what is that smell? And then I'm like, okay, whatever. There goes this big old teddy bear on the bed and some chocolates and things like that, you know, and a card says how much he loves me and things. Like, okay, thank you. You know, I don't think nothing of it. I don't think nothing of it at all. So then we end up, you know, having sex that night, doing the nasty. Well, first we had a couple of blunts. We drank some, I think at the time we was drinking Hennessy. And, yeah, then we had, like, really nasty, crazy sex where I thought it was nasty, crazy sex, but it was, like, really quick and he was done and then he went to sleep. Okay, cool. So I don't say nothing. You know, I'm just thinking my man was just hard working, you know, delivering cocaine and crack to people, that he was just tired, you know, because at the time he wasn't driving. So he had to deliver his drugs on foot. Whether he was taking the bus, riding a bike, walking, whatever it was. So I wasn't trying to be that girlfriend. So I was like, you know what, I'll leave him be. Fast forward maybe a week or two ahead, a whole bunch of shit happens. Comes to find out this nigga had a whole bitch, right? So I, some way, somehow, get the girl's number and I call her. And, you know, some little girl picks up the phone and she's like, hello. So I'm like, hi, can I speak to... I forget the girl's name now, honestly, but we'll say her name is Sarah. So I said, can I speak to Sarah? And the girl goes, the little girl on the phone, she couldn't have been no more than probably 8. And she's like, who's speaking? With an attitude, guys. Okay, with an attitude. And I'm like, this is Wilberta, D's girlfriend. And she's like, whose girlfriend? I said, D's girlfriend. And she goes, oh, all of a sudden she screams into the background, calls out to Sarah, Sarah, D's girlfriend is on the phone. So now some girl named Sarah picks up the phone and a grown ass woman ends up on the phone too. Who's this? Hi, my name is Wilberta and I'm D's girlfriend. Oh, how is that so? Because she said, I'm D's girlfriend. Mind you, this is Sarah. Now her mother's jumping in. My daughter's his girlfriend, first of all. So now she's telling her mom, mom, get off the phone. Let me talk to her. Cool. Mom gets off the phone. Sarah, so your name is Wilberta. I didn't know nothing about you. He told me he was single, you know, da-da-da-da-da, just mad stuff, right? And I'm just finding out mad shit. I'm not saying nothing. I'm like, yeah, we've been dating for a year now. Like, that's my boyfriend or whatever the case may be. And she's like, oh, okay. Then she starts crying on the phone. I could tell the girl was a nice girl. Like, she would, because then she went from saying he's mine to I didn't know to he lied to me, you know, I really had no idea he was in a relationship, and I'm sorry, because if I would have known, I would have never dated him, you know, and I just felt, instead of me, like, being mad at her, I literally was like, I felt so bad for her, to the point where I started crying on the phone, because I'm like, what's wrong with these niggas? Why would you hurt this girl? This girl was in college, she was a 4.0 student, like, and she was still a virgin. She, you know, she was just spoiled. She was such a good girl. She was a good girl. She was, and you can tell she was. And he went in there and ruined her life. He took her virginity on that. Oh, I'm sorry, before I jumped the gun. So then she tells me, like, you know, because as she's crying, she's like, he got me this, you know, Christmas gift, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, oh, Christmas, okay. Well, we didn't exchange gifts on Christmas. She's like, and then he spoiled me on Valentine's Day. Whoop, skirt, what you mean? He spoiled you. She's like, yeah, I was with him on Valentine's Day. She was like, we spent the whole day together at his house. She was like, I gave him my virginity that day. I let him take my virginity. He got me a pair of hot pink and black sneakers. I forget which ones at the time. I don't know if they were Nikes or Jordans, but got her some hot pink and black sneakers, bought her outfits to go with it, gave her $300, like, mad shit, right? And all I got was a rinky-dink fucking teddy bear, a box of chocolate, and a fucking card that said, I love you. There wasn't even no message in it. To the point where this bitch went and got her card and read me the message he wrote to her. right? So I'm thinking in my head, am I the side bitch here, or is it like, what's going on here? Like, I feel like I got side bitch treatment and you got main bitch treatment, like, you know. So she ends up basically, like I said, telling me everything. But mind you, as she tells me this whole thing about Valentine's Day, I just lose it, you know. I just lose it, and I'm so hurt by everything he's done. And I'm just like, you know what? I can't deal. Like, I told the girl, you're good with me. There's no hard feelings towards you, you know. And she kept her word. She stopped talking to him. She blocked him. She changed her number. I believe she reached out to me to tell me he did stop by her mom's house to visit. And the dad actually chased him away with his gun, saying, if you ever come around my daughter again, we will shoot you. Like, so I basically literally fucked his relationship up if I was a side bitch. But it is what it is. Of course, I approached him. He denied the whole thing. He said the bitch was delusional. She don't know what she's talking about. Yeah, okay, right. All this, this girl's not going to lie. So, I don't know. After that whole incident with Valentine's Day, I just never, ever enjoyed Valentine's Day after that. Like, I feel like I was traumatized once that was done, and to this day, you know. And I hate to have hate towards Valentine's Day, because I love love. I love the month of love. I love the color red. I just love everything that comes around Valentine's Day. I really do. But unfortunately, niggas ruin that shit, and it really sucks. But that's my reasoning for hate and Valentine's Day. It was a lot. I know, guys. I know. But it's a fucking podcast, so deal with it. Anyways, so yeah, that's my story on why I hate Valentine's Day. I truly don't hate couples on Valentine's Day. What I do hate is when you guys sit here and you try to make it seem like your relationships are so fucking perfect. It's like, oh, well, a real Valentine, real, if your Valentine's Day is every day if you're in a real relationship. Bitch, no, it's not. In a real relationship, it's not Valentine's Day every day. Like, you guys got shit so fucked up. And, you know, that's crazy. Ain't nobody's relationship Valentine's Day every day, okay? Ain't no nigga or bitch coming in here with fucking diamonds, teddy bears, chocolates, flowers, and all of that every single day. Ain't no nigga or bitch romanticizing you in dinner and taking you out for dinner and, you know, just doing little shit like that for you every single day. So shut the fuck up with that. If you're in the right relationship, Valentine's Day is every day. Y'all fight, y'all argue. There's times where you want to kill each other. There's times where you don't even want to be bothered with each other. There's times where you disrespect each other to the point of no fucking return. Okay? You're putting hands on each other. You're calling, talking shit about this person's family, talking shit about that person's family. And you're sitting up here just straight up disrespectful. But Valentine's Day is every day when you're in a real relationship, right? No, bitch. If I find anybody that's in a relationship that gets Valentine's Day every day, bitch, you're in a fucking fake-ass relationship. Your nigga's cheating and you're fucking cheating. Straight up. Okay, so that's my only issue when I see all these fucking fake ass couples on Instagram and Facebook doing all that shit. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You know, I like the posts that show the couples that are like, you know, I want to kill you every day. I want to fucking, sometimes you get on my nerves. I just want to wring your fucking neck. You know, I do tell you that I love you every day, but today is special. I just want to show you that you're even more special, even though sometimes I want to kill you. You know, shit like that I can respect, because you're keeping it 100. You're not out here trying to fake the funk for social media. And that is the biggest pet peeve of mine, which would be another topic for another day, because I am running out of time. It is only supposed to be a 15-minute segment for today. So I got about couple more seconds, but anyways, so yeah, that was my first one. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. Again, if you guys have any topics that you want me to talk about, please feel free to message me, send it to me. Also, I am looking for a co-host for this podcast. I need you to be raw, uncut, unfiltered, give zero fucks, very, very petty. You don't mind playing devil's advocate, and you do not mind sharing your unpopular opinions on anything. whatsoever. So, guys, go ahead, take a listen to this. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Have a great night, guys. Bye.